Well, for more on the Uber IPO and the trade war with China, let's bring in Drew Bernstein, who's co-founder and managing partner of Markham, Bernstein and Pinchuk. He joins us from New York. Welcome.
Hi, thank you very much, Jeremy. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, and how concerned are you about the increase in tariffs on Chinese imports today?
Well, as an American, I'm concerned because the price of the goods that we pay. So it comes right back at us, and, you know, trade wars are never good things. But I believe there will be an impact to the U.S. investors because we read about it every day in the papers, and it has an effect on the sentiment, you know, here. I think the biggest challenge for the Chinese companies is not producing the revenue growth. You know, today, investors are not as concerned with dividends. You know, they're looking for growth. So the real question is, are they going to be able to close the credibility gap and demonstrate how they can sustain the growth and show how they can turn a profit?
Do you think that the trade war right now is driving the U.S. stock market more than any other single thing?
No, because I think most of the investors, especially the China-savvy investors, understand that it's not going to have a great impact on the economy right now.
How can that be, though? Because you've got the two largest economies in the world fighting with each other and raising the price of each other's goods. How could it not have a big impact?
Well, one, it's not really affecting the price of goods in China because this has been going on for a while right now. And I always looked at China and the U.S. as sort of like a marriage. We fight with them, but not aggressively, and we really can't afford to get divorced.
And yet we're in a pretty big fight right now, and it looks like there could be a divorce.
I don't think so. I think that, you know, eventually things are going to work out. China doesn't like to fight. You know, they like to use their influence, and they have pretty grand plans in building their economy.
You spend a lot of time dealing with business people both here and in China. One of the things I've always heard about Chinese companies is that it's sometimes difficult to know whether you can trust the numbers that they are offering up, that investors should be very careful doing business with China. Is that still the case?
Yeah. I mean, you know, one of the things I preach literally to Chinese companies is that if you want to be a successful company, you better own 80% of the investor's confidence and trust. That's critical. That's one of the big questions, I think, with these unicorn companies. And a unicorn, by definition, refers to companies basically with market caps or values over $1 billion. Mm-hmm. But also one of the characteristics of unicorns is that they're industry disruptive. Uber is obviously a unicorn.
Right. Facebook, also a unicorn.
Correct. In, I think, 2013, there was probably about 30, 35 unicorns at that time. And fast forward 6 years later, and there's over 10 times that. And it's this kind of phenomenon because a unicorn is something that's supposed to be rare, right? If I told you there's a unicorn running around, everybody would be scouring. And it's no different right now in the markets. So I think the real question is going to be, are they able to present business plans that can demonstrate sustainability and a balance between growth and profitability?
One more thing I want to ask you about, because you do a lot of business with China, do you think that the tariffs right now are turning off Chinese investors and making them less likely to spend their money in the United States?
I don't really think so. You know, the media in China obviously is government controlled. And, you know, during my time in China, even about 6 or 7 weeks ago when the tariffs were still up on the top of the list, you didn't really read that much about it because it didn't affect that many companies. And, you know, the United States to the Chinese right now is kind of a special place. And you see their kids coming to school here. You see a lot of immigration from China because some of the social conditions, although China has a lot of reserves as cash, you know, their improvements into the social system, I think, drives many people out of China. One of the major challenges, I think, also right now is the lack of intellectual property protection. So I don't really think that the tariffs are really going to alter very much.
That is Drew Bernstein, who is with the accounting and advisory firm Markham, Bernstein & Pinchuk. Thanks so much for joining us.
Jeremy, thank you very much for the opportunity.